Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hey, what time is it? Hey, Siri, what time is it? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. You've tuned in to the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And we are on fire for the Lord today. Glory to God. Because guess what? He woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. And I found out, glory to God, I found out a long time ago that everybody don't wake up. God, do you feel me up in here? I found out that everybody don't wake up, even if they got an alarm clock, even if they got a loved one shaking them, even if they got somebody in the house calling their name, they don't wake up. Hallelujah. Because I found out a long time ago that if God don't wake you, you ain't going to hear the alarm clock. If God don't wake you, you don't feel the hand touch. If God don't wake you, you don't hear somebody calling your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank God. Hallelujah for all y'all that are here right now. Oh, we're going to have a time today because God is in the blessing business. Hallelujah. And we're here to get blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you over there in radio land, hallelujah, I know you need a blessing today. Hallelujah. I know that somebody's back is against the wall. Somebody, they crying out to the Lord this week. Say, Lord, help me. And guess what? God sent us along the way today to say, hallelujah, hallelujah. He heard your cry. He heard your plea. Hallelujah. Oh, he came to hear about you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before we go any further, glory to God, I want y'all to get prepared to place people's names up into the atmosphere of blessing, because we're going to have a dedicatory song, and we want you to say it out loud, somebody's name. You know somebody in your sphere of influence that need a hand touch today. You know somebody that needs to be healed today. You know somebody that's looking for a financial blessing. You know somebody who's looking for a house, who's looking for a car, who's looking for a job, who's looking for a husband or wife. Watch out now. You know somebody that's back is against the wall, and they done cried all their tears, wondering what that child will come home. They cry tears because they don't even know where their children are. You know somebody. I tell you right now, when the blessings go up, you know, when the praises go up, you know what come down, don't you? The blessings come down. I say when the praises go up, who are you, the blessings come down. So y'all get you ready. I like my brother TD says, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Because God will bless somebody today. God's going to heal somebody today. God's going to have a breakthrough today. Somebody's John in their life is going to be knocked down like Goliath was knocked down and killed. God is going to bless socks off today. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? If I can't buy one, can I rent one for just a little while? Okay, shock out of the woods. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got to see if Pastor Peters, is she down here right now? Not yet. Lord have mercy. You mean I got to give the housekeeping suggestions? I can do it? Well, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Well, I got to tell y'all. I already told you, get the names in your mind who you're going to throw up into the atmosphere of blessings. Then I want you to get your notebooks, your composition notebooks, a couple of pens, a couple of pencils, because you don't want it to go. You don't want to write something and you ain't got nothing to write with. So two pens, two pencils, something to write on, glory to God, because you want to get the scriptures, you want to get the notes. Hallelujah. Then get your cups, you know, because we're going to have Holy Communion today. So, hallelujah. Y'all in radio land, get your wafer or your bread or your toast or whatever you're going to use for the body, and then get your drink, whatever it is, juice or milk, water, whatever you're going to use. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah, because we're going to have Holy Communion on today, and we just thank God for you. We're going to, hallelujah, give you a couple of quick announcements in this housekeeping suggestions too. We're going to have, glory to God, we're going to have watch night service. Hallelujah. That's going to be on a Friday night in December. Hallelujah. December 31st from 10 till 12:30. And then afterwards, we might even eat some black-eyed peas and cornbread and rice and all that kind of stuff afterwards. Hallelujah. But we're going to have a time. We're going to watch New Year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel my health coming. Do y'all know what I mean? I felt, you know, the Bible said that he that findeth for wife, findeth for good thing, and has favor of God. You know what? My good thing just came by. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did I leave anything out, Pastor Keaton? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we bless the name of the Lord. Yes, I did. Just made that announcement. God bless you. Hallelujah. Well, we're on fire for the Lord. And look, y'all. I tell you, it's almost time for y'all to get ready to put those names up into the atmosphere right now. Hallelujah. Get set. Hallelujah. God. And look, you know, remember when we used to be children? Some of us are still children. Hallelujah. I'm a child of the King. Hallelujah. I'm still a child. But anyway, we used to say, one for the money, two for the show. Three, get ready, let's go. Go, cat, go. Well, I don't know what they said, but I forgot. It's so long ago. Praise God. But hallelujah, thank God. We get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
The Lord is here.
Oh, praise those names up into the atmosphere. Pastor Peaches Burton. Sister Annette James, Mother, the Lord Harris, hallelujah. Anjanette Harris, Yvette Harris, Ronald Harris, hallelujah. Sister AJ, I said that once already. I had to say it twice because it was so nice. Hallelujah. Minister Jerry Cleveland, hallelujah. And I don't know who else is here right now, but hallelujah. I said that, but if I don't, we can do it twice too. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for Apostle Margie Mercer down in Virginia. Glory to God. Hallelujah, going to the air. I'm sorry. Never tell me anything, because if it's good, I'm going to broadcast it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here. Oh, place those names up into the atmosphere. Apostle Justin Harper, Apostle Dwight Smith, Linda Smith, Sandra Owen, Tommy Owen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Charlie, J.R., hallelujah. Jeffrey, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, hallelujah. Robin and Cameron, hallelujah. Glory to David, hallelujah. Pastor Viola Wright, hallelujah. Pastor Lewis Wright, hallelujah, glory to God. Sister Lorena Johnson, hallelujah, glory to God. Talitha, hallelujah. Joseph Atkins, Raymond Banks, Rachel, glory to God. Marusha, Tavon, hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell, Reggie, and Barry, and Scooter, and David, and get everybody. Sterling, hallelujah. Allen, hallelujah, glory to God. Donna, hallelujah. Tiffany, Bianca, hallelujah, glory to God. Coco and Faith, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Angela Jennings Hill, hallelujah. Elder Rosetta Kane, Elder T.B. Stevenson, Sister Cynthia, Prophet Cynthia, Sister Gloria, hallelujah, Yvette, Minister Janet, hallelujah. Janetta McCoy, Byron McCoy, Senior Junior, Raymond McCoy, Senior Junior, Corinthia Johnson, John Johnson, Warren Johnson, Loretta Johnson, James Johnson, hallelujah, glory to God, praise God, Jerry Duke, Julie, Anna, Ava, Kitty, little Kitty, Stephanie, little Stephanie, Malika, Desiree, Julius, and Joshua, little Mitchell, Big Mitchell, Victor, hallelujah, glory to God. Dominique, another Dominique, still another Dominique. Justin, Joseph Powers, Carol King, hallelujah, Carolyn Powers, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. It's Pastor's Corner. And
thank God for the 1,000 pastors.
Hallelujah.
The Lord of my ministries in the national, all over the world.
Amen.
We can create a crowd in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We can create a crowd of blessings of the Lord over every congregation right now, whether in Poland, in China, in Australia, in Africa, South America, or here in North America. Hallelujah. So we thank God, hallelujah, for all of you. And I want to give you just a quick word, because I'm not going to be before you long. Hallelujah. Because you have a dynamic speaker on today. Come on, throw your socks off. Hallelujah. Because the anointing is high in their life.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. But anyway, glory to God. I just for about 5 minutes, I want to share with you that you're blessed to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are blessed to be a blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Satan 6:38. Glory to God. Somebody get that real quick for me. St. Luke 6:38. When you get it, say amen. Read.
Okay.
Get your
mic.
Yes, get your mic.
It says, give and it will be given to you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosoms. For the same measures that you, use, it will be measured back to you.
Amen. God bless you. Come to you and get something. Look, does anybody have that in another translation, like the Amplified, the NIV, the Living Bible? Anybody got that in another translation? Hallelujah. At 6:38. You have that in another translation. What translation do you have?
I have the 6:38.
Can you get to the mic, please?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Give, and it shall be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be given to you. For with the same measure you measure, it will be measured back to you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can receive from the
Hallelujah.
Lord too. Hallelujah. I got something for you too.
Hallelujah.
You can send a runner if you like.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Bless
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank God for the word.
Well, I got, you know what? There's another translation. It says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shaped up. And running over shall men give in your bosom, to your bosom. For the like manner that you give, it shall be given to you again.
Hallelujah.
Now, somebody looking for a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what God is saying? God is saying, be a blessing.
Amen.
Because if you be a blessing,
Hallelujah.
You will get a blessing.
Amen.
Thank you.
Be looking for a miracle. I need a miracle. If you be a miracle,
Hallelujah.
You'll get a miracle.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I do my help coming now. I've got about 2 minutes left. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 11:1.
Thank you, Jesus.
11:1. I hope somebody got that. Yes, go ahead and read that for me, please.
Just go rain across the sea. After many days, you may receive a return.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In other words, put your bread on the water. It can come back to you. Come on here. I've been running for this lady.
Hallelujah.
God bless you real good.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you all this.
Hallelujah.
In Acts 20:35, Jesus said this. He said it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because when you give, and this is a great thing.
Hallelujah.
In Pilgrim's Progress, the writer of that book said, you have not lived until you give to somebody who can't do a thing for you. Now, I need you to marinate that in your spirit. You have not really lived until you give to somebody
they can't do a thing for you.
Yes.
So if they can't do a thing for you, guess who's going to pick up the weight on that?
God.
God. Hey! Oh, I say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And when you get blessed, it's so you can be a blessing. Hallelujah. I don't care if it's just a glass of water. Hallelujah. Matthew 10:42. You don't have to read that. But just give him a glass of water. God's going to repay you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Matthew 25:40. Say hallelujah. Inasmuch as you've done it unto the least, you've done it unto me. Come on now. Y'all got to understand this. That, you look here, God can't bless you with your feet all balled up. Come on now. What can he put in your hand? You got your hand all balled up in a fist.
Nothing.
Glory to God, but you open it up.
Amen.
And you give.
Yes.
The same attitude.
Yes.
The same feeling, the same that you give is going to be given to you. You give grudgingly, people are going to grudgingly give to you.
Mm.
But you give liberally.
Yes.
As unto the Lord.
Yes.
Watch out now.
Yes.
It's going to be overflowing. Glory to God. Well, guess what? Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the message on today.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're blessed to be a blessing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you looking for a blessing?
Oh, yes.
Be the blessing.
Amen.
You looking for a miracle?
Yes.
Be the miracle in somebody's life.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary. For you. Guess what time it is? Pastor Peaches.
Communion time.
Oh, my. But you might want to say that a little louder in a mic so they can hear.
Communion time.
Holla, sweet communion.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the song, but sweet communion in it.
And we do this in remembrance.
Hallelujah.
And we do this in remembrance of you. Hallelujah. Thank God. We thank God. Yes, it's time for communion,
Holy Communion.
Hallelujah.
See, that's the meal that heals.
Yes.
It's the meal that gives life.
Thank you.
Preserves life. Revives life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And again, we don't knock anybody who only does communion in that church once a year.
Yes.
We don't knock you. That's how you do things. I got to do what Ray said. You know what Ray said?
Let it do what it do.
You understand, folks? Let it do it once a month. And I don't knock that.
Hallelujah.
Again, I repeat what Ray said. Let it do what it do. There's some that do it once a week, and that's not. Let it do what it do. But I thank God that he let me know that this is the meal that heals. This is the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Wait a minute now. I want to be healed once a year? I want to be healed once a month? I want to be healed once a week. I want to be healed every day of the year. And sometimes I want to be healed 2-3 times. Hallelujah. One day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want to have life flowing through your veins once a year? No. Once a month? No. Once a week?
No.
Every day. Hallelujah. Yay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank God for Holy Communion. If you would turn to, in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and the 29th to the 30th verses. Hallelujah. Now, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion. We thank you, O God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ask that you would bless it, anoint it, sanctify in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Your words say in that scripture, examine yourselves. And some of you say, well, you know, you don't read verbatim. No, it's in my heart. And I know in there it says, examine yourself. So we're going to do just that. There's just some folk out there that don't even know God and don't know Christ in the pardon of their sins. Now is a good time to do it, because the number one covenant name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the number one covenant name of God in Jesus' name is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. And Father God, I repent of everything I said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive me of every sin, of a commission and omission, as I forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to me, whether real or imagined. I thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. I forgive myself. I hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, your word says again to examine yourselves, and we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53, verse 5. Y'all taking notes, you can write that down. Hallelujah, glory to God. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon them, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with his stripes we were healed. Glory to God. Footnote. Believe it or not, we already healed. He said we were healed. So what's the devil doing? He's trying to take your healing away from you. He tries to take your healing and deliverance away from you. The devil is a liar. We bind him in Jesus' name. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5 says, he washed our sins with his own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lamb. It's through the blood of the Lamb that we are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your word said that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, bless me God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Glory to God. Psalms, glory to God. 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Numbers 29:19. God, you said you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. On the same night the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. Thank you, Jesus, again. And he declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing today. Thank you, Lord. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The integumentary system. Hallelujah. The musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the urinary system, the respiratory system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Your word says,
thank you, Lord.
Matthew 15:26. First John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and really is the bread of your children. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. On the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup, and when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. These are my new promises. This is my new inheritance I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you when I see the blood. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Hallelujah. Our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us when we sleep, when we travel in vehicles throughout the land, when we work and pray, walk and talk, worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Glory
to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to nothing, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Sing a glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Praise him in here. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Oh, we bless the name of God. Yara Moshe, Tedera Moya. Tedera Moshe, Kadara. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and our extended family. We speak for those that don't even have sense enough, Lord, to call on your name, to partake of your saving grace. But we stand in the gap for them today. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective and not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those to whom was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And at this time, we're going to take time. We had a tremendous speaker for the fourth Sunday. And unfortunately, they won't be here today. They're in the hospital. But right now, we are going to pray for them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the blood of the Lamb, we send forth the word of God to heal right now. Pastor Maxine Lee, wherever, what hospital she's in. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we send the word of God to heal right now. Psalms 107, verse 20, we send the word of God to heal right now. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Matthew chapter 8, verse 6 to 10. Matthew chapter 8, verse 10. We send your word to heal right now. From the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We decree and declare wholeness, healing, and deliverance in Jesus' name. Father God, your word said, Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 43, verse 26. To bring you into remembrance. And we do just that. How your word says, see John 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Hallelujah. So we speak that over Pastor Maxine Lee today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, it is done. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Tell you something right now. Normally, in a circumstance like this, we say, well, we got a substitute. But we don't have no substitute. Because what we have is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will be here with Pastor Maxine. But the Holy Spirit is also here with Minister Jerry Cleveland. At this time, Minister Jerry Cleveland, I'm going to introduce to some and present to others a mighty man of valor, saints in the image of God, true integrity and truth, a mighty thinker in Jesus' name. We
hallelujah.
We praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for Minister Jerry Cleveland as he comes forth in his own way. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, it's a wonderful thing when Pastor Bird said we're going to have a wonderful speaker. It's a good speaker. I said, amen, amen. You're absolutely right. Because the speaker's name is Jesus. Jesus Christ. And I said, yeah, he's the most wonderful speaker that there will ever be. How many of you agree that Jesus Christ is the only speaker that we want to hear?
Amen.
Bless God. You know, and some of you got that, some of you didn't. But his last name is not Christ. Bless God. Oh, I thought that for a long time. That is his placement. He is the Christ. He is the anointed one. So he is Jesus, the anointed one. Bless God. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you for giving me this opportunity. For sharing your word with your people. Father, we consulted about this before. And you have given me what to do, what to say, and to do it in short time. So that's what we'll do. In Jesus' name. Hey, whoa. In Jesus' name. Bless God. So here is what it is. You know, it's a strange thing. It's a different thing. When you are working, and I'm just discovering that, I said, what in the world? I said, God, what am I supposed to do? And what am I supposed to say? And it came to me in bits and pieces. I couldn't believe it. I wanted it all in one chunk to know the beginning from the beginning to the end. But it didn't come that way. And I started getting a little antsy. But after I saw it coming real slow, I started to rest. I just took a little rest. Bless God. And I said, okay, well, it'll be here when it's supposed to be here, and the whole thing will come together like God has ordained it. And so here is what happened.
Hallelujah.
I said, God, what to do? I went to a service. I went to a viewing this morning, today, just before I came here. I'm going to share this with you. Just before I came here, and I said, and I don't like to go to funerals and viewings and all that, but I go just to console with the family. And I've talked to the family. We've known each other for years. And I talked to the family, and I said, well, what am I going to do? Besides outside of the regular, just we're praying for you. That's always the backup. So God says, just let her know that in the Hebrew faith, and this is what I said, in the Hebrew faith, we get 5 days to mourn, and after that, we move forward.
Amen.
So when I said that, you get 5 days to mourn. You get 5 days, and after that, we're going over to the other side. She looked at me and was like, I'm not, oh, my God. I said, okay, we're praying for you. Oh, God. I had to go to the backup real quick. I didn't know. I wasn't expecting that, but it almost blew up. Oh, my God. So on the way over, I said, oh, God, did I say it? Was that you? Did you give me that to say? What happened? What happened? Okay, God said, yeah, that was me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you just grew. You just grew a little bit. You're just a messenger. You're just a messenger. You just grew a little bit. I started tearing up. I said, what the world? Oh, okay, yeah, calm down. You know, yeah, we're gonna cross over to the other side. And that's the message for today. Moving forward. Moving forward. This is coming from the Amplified. I'm going to need a reader just in case, because my phone thing, you know, in case I don't get it here on the phone, and the phone goes back, I'm going to need a reader. But this is the Amplified. And we're gonna take this from Mark 4:35. Mark 4:35. This is where the Jesus was on the boat, and they were crossing. He said to his disciples, "Here's what he said: On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, 'Let's go over to the other side.' Leaving the multitude." They took him with them, even as he was in the boat. Other small boats were also with him.
Mm-hmm.
A big wind storm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so much that the boat was already filled.
Oh, wow.
Bless God. The boat was already filled.
Yeah.
He himself was in the stern. He was in the back part of the boat,
mm-hmm.
asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and told him, "Teacher, don't you care that we're dying?" He awoke and rebuked the winds and said to the sea, "Peace, be still."
Yeah, yeah.
The wind ceased and there was a great calm.
Hallelujah.
Bless God.
Yeah.
Thank you for the reading of your word.
Hallelujah.
Back to the beginning of the 35, on that day, when everything had come to he said to them, "Let's go over to the other side."
Uh-huh.
So many times we look at life, and we say to ourselves, this word comes to us. Let's go over to the other side. Jesus told his disciples they were going over to the other side, and when he got ready to go to the other side, there seemed to be blockages.
Uh-huh.
There seemed to be things, hindrances.
Yes.
There seemed to be distractions.
Yes.
And when you get ready to go over to the other side, it is the job of the enemy to come and bring all of this to you to keep you from going over to the other side.
Yes.
To bring your other side experience to a halt,
yes.
To retard it. To bring it to a complete stop so that you do not fulfill the word of God in your life.
All right.
So when we pray and we lay hands on people, we speak the word.
Wow.
And we say the words that we want, that God wants them to be fulfilled in their life.
Yeah.
In your life, we want long life, says Psalm 91. Long life,
yes.
And many days.
Oh.
May the word of God in your life, the word that you was sent here with you when you were in your, before you were in your father's womb, in your mother's womb, that it was sent here with you for you to fulfill, the word that came with you, the word that God sent and you have forgotten about.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, let me explain this to you. Let me explain this little part right here. When you were, before you were sent here, God knew you.
Yes.
And he knew your assignment before you, you were sent here to the earth with your mother and father.
Uh-huh.
You knew your assignment because he put it on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes we discover our assignments years before any other people do. When you sit down to an instrument and you're just a babe and you can pluck out tunes, you can create melodies, you can play things that you heard, you are rediscovering your gift.
Yes.
You are discovering your talent.
Yes.
If you can do formulas, if you can do chemistry formulas, and you can do mathematical formulas, and you're this high to a grasshopper, you're discovering your gift. You were discovering what you were sent here to do. Your parents will support that, hopefully. And sometimes they just shuck it off as something that, that you can do if they don't know what they're looking at, if they don't know what they're looking for. But there are those parents who will say, oh, my baby is gifted. Oh, my baby is talented. Oh, wait a minute. So, Junior, go to the piano, play something for Miss Mary. Miss Mary, come on. She used to go sit down. So I just sit down and you show Miss Mary what you can do on the piano. And Miss Mary says, oh, that's nice. And she continues the conversation. But she don't recognize that this is what you will sit here to do.
Yes.
So she just kind of shuts it off. But your parents will say, did you appreciate my baby's song? Did you like what you heard? Why don't you make a bigger fuss than the one you
made?
Let me hear some hallelujah, some amen, some thank you, Jesus, some something more than, oh, that was nice. So you know, so your parents can, you know, they can get a little testy when it comes to their baby, and they want you to celebrate like they celebrate.
Yes.
So when they said, okay, we're going to go over to the other side, and these hindrances, these things started coming up. They got in the middle of the sea, and the thing was tossed around. The boat was tossed around. And the water was coming up on the boat, and the men started getting afraid, and they started saying, well, I wonder if I'm in the will of God. I wonder if I'm supposed to be doing it. Are we supposed to be in the middle of the sea like this? Here's a little boat, and you're looking at the vast sea. You can't even see the shore. And the water's coming up, and it looks like we're going under.
Uh-huh.
It looks like the end. Here it is. We're finished. This is too much sea. I can't drink all this water. But this stuff is coming up on the boat, and the disciples started getting fearful. And they started saying, yeah, we do have Jesus. What do we have? We got Jesus on here. And he said, we were going over to the other side. But you know what, Luke? I ain't so sure. I don't know if we're going to make it. Because this is looking treacherous here. This is looking like we're going to go down. This is the last time. But you got to remember the word that God gave you.
Yes.
And the word was, we're going over. Let us go over to the other side.
Yes.
That is an affirmative.
Yes.
That is a definite.
Yes.
That is going to happen.
Yes.
So when you get into situations and the situation comes to you and it looks like it's so overwhelming, you can't overcome it, you have to remember the word.
Yes.
You remember the word that was given to you.
Yes.
Remember the word that God sent you here with.
Yes.
You remember the word. The word said, we're going to cross over.
Yes.
That's all I was telling the woman. You're going to cross over. We're not parking here. I know this is your husband, and I know you love him. Been through it myself. But we got to keep moving. We got to move. We got to move forward. This is not the end. Then we're going to go forward. We're going across to the other side. And I know when you're looking at the casket, it looks bleak, and you don't feel like moving, and but you're just going to have to put one foot in front of the other, and we're going to take it slow at first, but then we're going to come back up to speed. Amen. The more we surrender, to the will of God, the better we can move, the faster we can move, the better things get for us. But we just got to put one foot in front of the other. I used to work at the Woodburn School, and they would say to me sometimes, and I wasn't a whole bunch of a technician, but I could get the mic to work, and I could plug it up. And especially these handheld mics, they can be a little finicky sometimes. And I put the battery in the thing in before and get everything all set, and put it down. Okay, the one with the word on the boat with us. How can we fail?
Hallelujah.
We got the word on the boat. We're not.
Hallelujah.
How can
Hallelujah.
We say it? But that's not what they were thinking.
Hallelujah.
No, they hadn't considered that. They hadn't
Hallelujah.
Considered the word. No, they were looking at the circumstances. They were looking at the situation.
Amen.
And the situation looked so bleak.
Mm.
It looked like it was just going to overwhelm. But they, when it comes to you, you speak that word.
Hallelujah.
And that word, you speak the word. The word says, the word tells God, I am a head, the head and not the tail.
That's right.
I'm above only
Amen.
And not beneath.
Hallelujah.
And no weapon. Stop your foot. No weapon.
No weapon.
Off against me.
It's
going to prosper.
Yeah.
That don't mean it ain't going to form.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to form and it's going to develop because that's his job. His job is to scare you. His job is to roar like a lion and make you believe I'm going to devour you. That's the job. And the job he does. But when you stop your foot and you look at him and you say, no weapon,
no
weapon will prosper. No weapon will succeed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That means it's dead in the water.
Hallelujah.
It's done.
Hallelujah.
It's finished. It's finished. You know, there's a professor at Morgan one time. When you heard him stop his foot, that meant that was going to be on the test. Whatever he said. Whatever he said, he stopped his foot on it. It's gonna be on the test. It's gonna be on the exam. So that was his clue. Write it down. Because when you write it down, you can be sure that it's coming. You know that it's coming. So as I wrap it up, don't let your mind go wild. Because your mind can just take over.
Yeah.
And it can just run havoc.
Yeah.
In your life.
Uh-huh.
It can run havoc.
Uh-huh.
You know, ask any parent whose child is supposed to be in at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Here it is, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Your mind starts going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, where is it? It's supposed to be 8 o'clock,
Amen.
And it's usually 8 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
Here it is, 8:30, going on 9 o'clock. Oh, my God, I wonder if it's there, over there, I wonder if somebody got this. Your mind just starts going.
Amen.
It starts flowing.
Yeah.
But you have to speak to your mind.
Amen.
And you have to reel it in. And you have to say, no weapon formed against him is going to prosper.
Yeah.
Every time that rises against him, you're going to show up being wrong. So we are word people.
Amen.
We're going to use the word of God against the enemy.
Yeah.
And when the enemy tells you certain things, that he comes against your mind, then you just have to give him what God says.
Amen.
Give him the word that God has given to you and know that it's all well. It's all well. So you just pull your mind in and just say, okay, Father, you've given me the word, and I'm applying the word, and all is well. I'm going to bed, go to sleep. When he gets in, I'm going to go down and open the door, and we're going to talk in the morning. Thank you so much. Bless God. Bless God for this opportunity and for allowing me to take the risk.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
There's a risk in following God. There's a risk. People don't know that there's truth. I mean, people don't know that everybody is not there in place.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes even when you think they are, but there is a risk in following Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
There's a risk, and I thank God for allowing me to take the risk.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
May we continue not to be fearful, but be willing and able to take the risk and follow through on what we know we're supposed to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Great word. Great word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Keep on pressing. Hallelujah. If God said it, that's it. My opinion is 50 cents won't even get it. What do you buy a cup of coffee? If God said it, that settles it right there. Hallelujah. We thank God for Minister Jerry Cleveland. We thank God for the word that came forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just don't know what to say. The brother came forth in a powerful way. And you need to understand, the enemy's job, he goes around with the scripture says, as a lion. Now, and have you ever gone to the zoo and you seen in the cage as a lion? What does it look like? As a lion. It didn't say it was a lion. So we only know one good lion, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ the righteous. Hallelujah. As a lion, he's just like that lion in the Wizard of Oz. Hallelujah. He roared out. Hallelujah. But then you say, boom. See, we can say hallelujah, the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Or we speak our prayer language. And that's like saying boo to that lion. He got to flee. You know, because flee means running terror. I never did like that song, I Beat the Devil Running, and I'm So Glad. What you doing running from the devil? If you're running from the devil, you're running away from God. Glory to God. You're supposed to resist the devil, and he shall flee. And flee means to run in terror. He ought to be running in terror. But hallelujah. Glory to God. Press on. No matter what it looks like, what it seems like, what it feels like, you are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. And we do. You know what? The more intelligent, I found out, the more intelligent that we are, the more that we have what we call the paralysis of analysis. Yeah. We gotta see everything. Yeah. Some stuff is not our business. Yeah. How God's gonna bless us is not our business. I just wanna be blessed. Is that all right with y'all? Lord, you can bless me any way you want to. I just love your blessings, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We gotta figure out, well, I know he's gonna bless me. Oh, yeah, because I'm gonna put this $50, I'm gonna buy 50 tickets for the lottery. And you spend $50, I know some old folks spend $20 a day for a lottery. But if they save that $20 and then they hit for $300, they're so happy. They don't put $5,000 because you got in the lottery, $20 a day. Glory to God. 52 weeks out of a year, and then they get $300 and say, yeah, this works. It don't work. The devil done lied to you. You know what works? Going to the, I tell you what works. What works is paying your tithes and offering. Because see, when you do your tithes, the windows of heaven open up. Call it to God. Hallelujah. Then he's going to rebuke the devourer for your sake. Boom. And then he's going to make sure that you don't cast your fruit before it's time. Glory. Boom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Boom chakalaka. Boom chakalaka. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all need to understand when you, hallelujah, talked about giving that bread upon the water. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all need to read that whole scripture in Ecclesiastes 11, verses 1 through 3. Because a lot of things happen when you do that bread upon the water. Not that it's going to bless you, get you off your sick bed. You say, what? You need to read the whole scripture. That's why I read the word of God. Glory to God. More when it shall cut it out. Hallelujah. But we thank God. We thank God for Pastor Jerry Cleveland. Glory to God. Prophetic word, Lord? I don't know. Glory to God. Glory to Minister Jerry Cleveland. Thank God for that word. Thank God for all of you that's up in here now.
And Pastor Peaches, what time is it now? The actual, literally, what time is it?
4:14.
4:14. Ma, we got time. Boy, I could sing a bunch of songs. Yeah, y'all sing. No, don't do that. Please don't do that. Lord have mercy. But I thank God for the word that came forth. Because sometimes, sometimes, and I'm going to share, can I be personal with y'all?
Amen.
Because I grieved a lot when my father passed. I grieved a lot when my mother passed. But there's a day coming, a came when I had to go past that. Because I had a life to live too. They ran their race. What do you call it? Because they don't say pass away anymore or whatever. They say transition.
Yes.
They transition.
Yes.
I got my, look, they got theirs. I got mine to get.
Yes.
Now, I could stand and build a memorial and stay, build a house around the graveyard, you know, and just go over there and boo-hoo every day.
Yes.
But that's not God's destiny for my life.
Uh-uh.
And see, we got to keep it going.
Life goes on.
Life goes on. It's a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
We're born. We live. We deal with the destiny that God has prescribed for us. And then we transition.
Yes. Yes.
And see, that is life. So we got to move on. Is it easy? If it was easy, everybody be doing it. You won't have nobody having problems with it. But sometimes it's not easy. But, you know, that's what you should do by yourself. But that's why Matthew chapter 11, you know where I'm going, don't you? Verse 28, verse 30. Let me see. Wait, don't go to it. Anyway, hallelujah. Come unto me, ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For
my yoke is easy,
and my burden
is light.
So you got to lean on the Lord.
Amen.
See, I know it's quick to God. When you lose something, anything, you lose your wallet. You almost have condition. I pulled out half your head because you done lost your wallet. But you got to lean on the Lord. You might lose your car. You go in the store, come back with your hands full of bags, and your car gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, you could pull your hand out of it. That won't get your car back.
Mm-hmm.
But you lean on the Lord and tell the devil is a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And every demon force, we curse you in Jesus' name. We command you in Jesus' name to bring my car back. Angels are my angels. Go get that car. Bring it back right now and tell them to fill it full of gas before they bring it back because gas is hot. And they come back. And they come back and they say, look, we're sorry. It was a momentary lapse. His car, we filled him with gas, and here's $200. Now, be blessed. Please don't call the police on us. You're going to say, well, listen, I might come out to the store tomorrow and let somebody else in. Jesus. Now, but God will do strange things in your life, you know, to bless you. That's why you don't pigeonhole God. You don't put him in a box. Let him do his thing. You know what Ray said? You know, who said that? Let it do what it do. Let God do what he does. Because he does all things. Come on now. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. I don't know what to say. See, brother, I think I must have gave the brother the mic real soon. I don't know what I did. That leave something out. I don't know what I did, but we have so much time. What time is it now, somebody?
4:18.
4:18.
We thank God for the word of God, and we thank God.
Are you in the mic?
Yes, I do have a mic. I think it needs to be turned up.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes we need to be, I guess, reminded that we
have the Word of God. Because when we forget, we worry, we put undue weights and stuff on our shoulders and on our things, because God wants us to cast our cares over on Him. I remember when one of my daughters didn't come home one evening, and they looked much old. At the time, she might have been 15, but looked 19 or something like that. And those pictures were coming to your mind. But before I got too far in the pictures of where she could be, what could have happened, and well, some silly things she did while she's out there. But I said, Father God, you said the fruit of my womb is blessed.
Yeah. Come on now.
And that's what kept me from going crazy.
Yeah.
And I said, Lord, I reminded him of his word.
Yeah.
God, you say it.
Yeah.
And that's
God.
What he wants us to do. He wants us to remind, give him back his word.
Yeah.
Well, because he done already made the pathway in front of us straight. He done already gave us everything we need for what he has given us, for the assignment that he has assigned us to. And sometimes the things of life will press us so that, and sometimes because we are in the flesh, sometimes those things will weigh so heavy on us, and we'll think, oh, my gosh, oh, Lord, what to do, what to do? But because he wants us to stay in the Word, and when we are in the Word, and the Word of God is in us,
hallelujah,
that's why we have to, in the good time, re-feast yourself on the Word. Because what you feast in your good times is what's going to feed you in your bad times.
That's right.
Because there may come a time when you may be flat on your back and you may not be able to read the Word of God. So what's going to feed your spirit? What you put in it. That's what's going to go over and over and over in your mind. If it's television shows or music, whatever, something secular, while you're laying there, and nothing's going on around you. Whatever is in your mind, that's what's going to play the tape, the
videos,
the videos, whatever.
Yeah.
But when you put the Word of God in you,
mm-hmm.
that's what's going to feed your spirit. That's what's going to go over and over and over again in your mind. Hallelujah.
Pastor Peter, you know, see that scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, talks about bring all thoughts into the obedience of Christ. You know, because I think maybe verse 4 talks about vain imagination.
Yeah.
See, it's vain imagination, but all this other stuff, when you got Christ, he said, bring all thoughts into the captivity and obedience of Christ.
Yeah.
So, we got to do what Philippians 2:5 says. No, Philippians 4:8 says, they're going to think it was the honest and true, a good report, that being in virtue is being in praise. Et cetera, et cetera. Think on these things. You know, we can let our mind just go somewhere, and we can nurse it, we can rehearse it, we can curse it. But then God said, don't do that. Disperse it.
Amen.
Apply the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Use the Word of God. The Word of God is seed. You want a good harvest for yourself and your children and for your loved ones. Hallelujah. Use the Word of God. Go to that Word of God. What's that? Isaiah 43:26. So bring me into remembrance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so you speak the Word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when you speak the Word, hallelujah, St. Luke 8:11 says the Word of God is seed.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Mark 4:14 says the Word of God is seed.
Yes.
You're planting seed. And you're planting the Word of God. That's good seed. Watch out. Good harvest coming.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes
I think we even forget that we have angels that we can, angels on assignment.
Dispatch them.
That's right, dispatch your angels, not just,
dispatch
but a lot of times when it comes, God brings it back to our remembrance when we are in situations. I know most of the times I think about my angels when I'm out and I'm driving and I see, me and Mrs. or crazy or aggressive drivers.
Yeah.
And then I say, Lord, I dispatch my angels in the front, in the back, on the side, over top. I mean, just cover me. But those angels are there for our protection, too. And sometimes we forget. We tell our angels, you know, hey, protect right now in the name of Jesus.
And see, this works. This works. I know it works because Pastor Peaches had an axle to break. Had she been on the highway, driving 50 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour, and the axle brake and the wheel were, instead of up and down like that, it went like that, would have been a terrible accident. But her angels were with her.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Took her to the dealer. She's on the way to the dealer.
Yes.
For an oil change.
Y'all need to deal with your oil changes.
Hallelujah.
God could have saved
Hallelujah.
Your life just going for an oil change.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And when I went, when I dropped the vehicle off in front of the door, for the, and I was waiting for the, I went on into the spot where you sit and wait for them to work on. And the mechanic came out, and when he got behind the wheel to drive it, the wheel just clapped. And he said, and the receptionist came, she said, Ms. Bird, we have a rental for you because your car right now is undrivable. She said the mechanic, when he got behind the wheel, it shook him up. What happened? He said, oh, my gosh, what if she was out on the highway when this happened?
Jesus.
He said she would possibly have lost control of the car and possibly, nothing good came out of that. And I said, thank you, Jesus.
Y'all think we just playing church. We ain't playing church. Them angels is your angels.
Hallelujah.
Dispatch your angels. Get them to work.
Amen.
You tell you, in the name of Jesus Christ, angels, my angels, get to stepping. You know what I have need of.
Hallelujah.
Go get it and bring it here in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Cover me now.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And they are there to do your bidding.
Amen.
They are that's their assignment from Almighty God. They don't mess around with God. God tells them that this is your assignment. Pastor Peaches is your assignment. Watch over her.
Hallelujah.
And flow with what she's sharing with you. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And then when you know you're in good shape when you use the word of God.
Hallelujah.
You bring God into remembrance. You said this, Lord. That's why I love y'all don't understand.
Hallelujah.
The 23rd Psalm is a mighty psalm. People are actually were killed, burned to the stake because they were teaching their children the 23rd Psalm. And within the 23rd Psalm it says, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Oh,
yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It could be, hallelujah, it could be your angels. I don't know. But I know the name is goodness and mercy. Goodness.
Hallelujah.
That's like grace.
Hallelujah.
Getting what you don't deserve.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And mercy is not getting what you do deserve.
Amen.
They're going to follow you. Why? Because the first verse in that scripture says what?
The Lord is your shepherd.
The Lord is your shepherd.
My shepherd. I'm
shepherd. The Lord is
my
Jody's shepherd.
My shepherd.
The Lord is Reginald's shepherd.
My shepherd.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all just don't. You know, if y'all understood like I understand about the word of God, y'all would definitely love to get the addresses of all these scriptures. Lord have mercy. So you can be able to. Because they're life. And you speak the word of God, you're speaking life.
Yes, yes.
Not only are you speaking the word of God, you're speaking Jesus. Because Jesus said, John 1, what is it? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was
God. Amen, amen.
Then you go down a little bit further, it says, and the word dwelt among us.
Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, we had a good time there.
Oh,
I was going to tell you, you took us there,
Hallelujah.
Brother. We
thank
God for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And we thank God for the miraculous move of God in Pastor Maxine Lee's life.
Amen.
Right now
Jesus.
In Jesus'
name. Jesus,
we thank God
thank
for all of that.
Thank
and everybody
Jesus.
In here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Pastor
Peter.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you for the word. If there's anyone out there in radio land that would love to communicate with us. If you want to call us when the broadcast is going off of the air, feel free to dial 410-444-5152. If you'd like to share a miracle, a praise report with us, feel free to call. Hallelujah. If you'd like to send a communication, hallelujah, please address your envelope, RYMM, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah.
Praise to God. And I want to thank all of you. At the last count, we shared Thanksgiving with 90 people.
Hallelujah.
We want to do over 100. So we are getting reports and, we did this and we did this and that. So right now the count is 93, we thank God, and maybe with a possible 94. So we're only six to seven away. But praise God. Thank you so much for all of you that blessed the body of Christ,
amen,
blessed this church so we were able to do that. We couldn't do it without you. And many of you up there see this. Somewhere up here is the penny jar. We're building a hospital in Uganda. One U.S. penny is worth 356.90 shillings. One penny. I ain't talking about dollar. I'm talking about one penny. So that's why we can, pennies, quarters, it don't matter. If you have some loose change, put it in here so we can build a hospital in Uganda. They need it. They really need it. We got, I don't know, we might have 100 hospitals in a 100 mile radius of where we are at right now. They got 160 hospitals in a nation of over 43 million people. They need a hospital. People are dying trying to get to a hospital.
Amen.
And if one penny can help build the hospital,
yes,
we're going to do it, and it does.
Amen.
306.90 shillings.
Yes.
One U.S. penny. Don't throw your pennies away. If you see,
amen,
one on the ground, pick it up,
amen,
and then bring it over here to the house of God.
Amen.
Put it in a jug. There's a jug is somewhere over here,
yes,
behind me somewhere. Yeah, right.
When you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord.
And you, Ecclesiastes 11:1,
hallelujah.
Proverbs 19:17, y'all better,
hallelujah,
check it out. Y'all going to be surprised what you're going to get when you do just that.
Hallelujah.
You're going to God. God bless you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to get my technician. Hey, Jerry. Pray glorious.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Jerry. Pray. Hallelujah. Pray Joshua's truth. Hey, Jerry. Pray Joshua's truth.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Well, my technician is a little hard to hear. Hey, Siri.
Hallelujah.
Pray Joshua's truth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You can turn that up a little bit.
Praise the Lord.
Anybody have any testimonies? They want to share? Hallelujah. When the pastor was talking about you come out and your vehicle missing, I was at a convention and this actually happened to the pastor's wife, to the speaker, and she said, and the guy was running down the street with the battery.
Oh my goodness.
And she hollered to him.
Oh.
And she said, in the name of Jesus, bring me back my battery. She said, the man turned back around, came back, put the battery back in the car.
Oh, wow. Glory. Hey,
hallelujah.
Oh,
and she also added another miracle. She said, I'm serious. Sometimes, y'all, sometimes when things have you in a panic, you can forget. Hallelujah.
time it is. Don't forget to name your seed. If there's a prayer request, please write it on your envelope. Hallelujah.
No way. Because I might even ask you, you know, I say,
So let the words of our mouths and meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. I'm going to ask you, where's that cloud? I've been there one time already. And Pastor Peaches got that. Boy, you all right, Pastor Peaches. I say, God keep you. Anyway, oh, did I say that out loud? Oh, Jesus, I've messed up already. Okay. But I might ask you a bunch of other questions. Where is our church founded? What scripture? By the way, Jeremiah 18, verse 1 through 6, and Romans 12 and 2. Let's say 1 and 2. But you get that close, you're going to get it. But that's where our church is founded, on those two scriptures. And y'all need to understand and know that. See, and again, put in your mind address. You're going to New York to visit a cousin. Yeah, he lives in New York. How many people in New York are from Jerry? About 10, 12 million?
It's millions. It's up there. Yes, sir.
And your cousin Mark is up in... Yeah, I'm going to visit my cousin Mark up in New York. What's his address? Oh, he's up there somewhere. We'll find him. You will find him. 12 million people in there. You will find Mark. So the address is important. And the same thing. You want to find the word of God. Because sometimes you're going to need the word of God. You're going to need the Bible. Because, see, when the scripture says to bring into remembrance, you've got to. Okay, what's that scripture? No, I just bring it with the remembrance. I got to find the scripture. It's something about you find it.
Excuse me, one of them was Jeremiah 18. What was the other one?
Oh, Romans 12, 1 and 2. Hallelujah. That's the church. Y'all need to know that.
Amen. It's in the program.
See, I'm one of those teachers. And I used to do this, too. When I taught history, I said, well, we're going to have a quiz on Friday. I go down the quiz. This is what I'm going to ask, and this is the answer. And if you didn't get 100, something wrong with your brain. Now, I didn't go with a little bit of what I was going to put on the test. I go down the test. The whole thing. This is the answer to this. This is the answer to that. This is the question. This is the answer. So that's the same thing. The word of God said, look here. Christ is a test, baby. But it's an open book test. You want the answers? Here it is. You know it's the answers. Anything that lasts over 2,000-3,000 years, that's the answer.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Glory to God. So I just recommend, I wish I had, Pastor Peter, can I borrow something from you? Can I borrow just a little bit of money from you? Just real quick.
Only if you promise to give it back to me double.
Okay, I'll give it back to you double.
Give it back to me double.
Double for your trouble. Put something in my hand. Put something in my hand.
I got to get it first.
All right. Jesus. Yes, sir, I ran out of
all these witnesses.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm so great a crowd of witnesses.
Jesus is Lord.
So ain't no doubt about it. Who you talking about? I love this congregation. You know that? Yeah, because y'all so sweet. Bless the Lord. Oh, bless God. Well, you know what, Pastor? No. Minister Jerry,
yes, sir.
If you would come and dismiss, bless the food, and then dismiss us, I appreciate your dear grace. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
We thank you so much for your love and for your caring and for your, the word that you allow God to come forth through you.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for this gathering.
Thank you.
We thank you for the house that it's gathered in.
Amen.
We bless it from the top to the bottom.
Amen.
From the inside and the out.
Hallelujah.
And now, Father, we just ask this blessing on the food, on the people, and the food that we're about to receive. May it nourish our body and cause us to love more and to give more and to do more on the inside out in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And we love all of you. I want you to know this, that the Potter's House Christian Prayer Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, is going to have a 2,000-seat sanctuary with teaching facilities, feeding facilities, all kinds of things will be going on in God's house because we submit to Him, and He's going to bless us. That's why it's an international ministry. So God bless you real good. Thank you so much. Enjoy the food. And for those who think you're going to get turkey, no turkey today. I think you've had enough.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peter said, y'all can go forth and do whatever needs to be done. I like to have, I don't want too much on my plate, but I want your plate.
Hallelujah.
You know, from my heart.
Will
y'all be able to stay and eat?
No, we have to go.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
But you know when it gets dark, you know how to drive, and you know
they're like,
yeah, but you don't know, but you're going to go, you know.
No, I don't
use
it tonight.
I hope you do.
I am.
Hallelujah.
And
trust you got goodness and mercy.
Yeah. Y'all got these green, they call them,
what's called,
thick, tight glass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
To the night. And they can
hold it
for you more. Uh-huh.
I didn't want to be so
serious.
You got a
witness?
Oh, okay. No, I mean, you know, you see some of your things, you say, I'm like, you ain't really working. I like to see.
Today's one has been working for me, but the night does.
Yeah.
I got the night. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Because I can't be sure that night, so I need someone to help me do it.
Just
and the, you know,
like
stuff. I got the night.
Oh, okay.
Hallelujah.
Is he back here, too?
Yeah.
Is that how you're doing? Yeah, I know. That's all right.
Yeah.
And some people would like for me to be quiet, too.
No.
Yeah, what can I say?
No.
But y'all enjoy it. Go ahead. It's all in Pastor Peter's hands.
Brother Ronald is putting the tape in.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
Okay. So when y'all got this, take a chair, y'all, so that y'all be able to have some. It is two chairs out there, but... just make sure, Ron, can you make sure enough
cheese
that
the table? Oh, yeah. Thank you. And there's some water. Y'all get some water before you get the interview. Just want some.
Yeah,
because
I want
to
stay.
Yeah,
I want to stay.
We just love all of y'all, you know.
I love you more.
I tell you, praise God. I wish I had about 100 more just like you. 100 more just like you, 100 more just like Yvette. Yeah, that's right. 100 more that had Mother Dora. 100. And Ronald, one of these days, you know, Ronald might say, I want to be part of this fellowship too, because it's such a loving fellowship.
I really want him to come.
But it's up to him. We can't force him. It's up to him. But
But I tell you what happens is that members beget members. So you may be talking to your neighbor and talking to somebody. So, you know, you need to come one day with us or meet us there, because we have a great time, and we do have a great time. And we're not stuffed up. Well, you know we're not stuffed up and stuck up or anything like that. We just down to earth just where we live. And we want to minister to God's people. We want y'all to grow, and we want you to grow.
Yeah.
You know, because y'all carrying the light.
Yeah.
And hallelujah. That's the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah.
We got to let him out. We got to let him out. She said he needs to come out and go and put her on the other side.
Thank you.
Good over there. Well, All I did was give a suggestion. I gave a little suggestion. Thank you.